I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah, boy, what's the crack, people? What the fuck is happening? Welcome to the Gender Banter Podcast on today that is Wednesday the 6th of September, which means the podcast is a day late, but hey, wasn't traveling yesterday, so give me a fucking break, will you? Jesus Christ. Bar from the mouth, this podcast is sponsored by beer52.com. I mean, I hope it still is. I would need to contact them and be like, dudes, we still got this shit going. And they'd be like, oh yeah, sorry, I forgot to contact you. Here's some money, but zero beer. You know what I mean? Isn't that weird? You know? Flood my house with beer, guys. Hey, Beer 52. Flood it. Get the house flooded. You know? Like fucking Houston. Up in this That's terrible, because the people died. But, you know, similar to that, I want my couch floating around the living room, because you sent me so much fucking beer. Beer52.com. Basically what you do is, if you listen to this podcast, you go on with the code BANTER or BANTER10 and essentially type those codes in and get a bunch of offers, whether it's, you know, you get a certain you get money off a box, or you get, you know, you buy one box and they send you a box with a fucking voucher in it for another free box, which may still be the case. So check that out. Other gigs I want to plug tonight, Lavery's Comedy Club, if you get to listen to this in time, as usual. It's the first and third Wednesday of every month with some Friday gigs chucked in. Genome saying? So you got tonight, you got one in 14 days, which will be the 20th. I think we have one at the end of the month, whatever the Friday is there. But this is what's happening, guys. It's live. You know what I mean? It never stops. And the bar like putting them on, so they're getting more and more frequent. Is it going to get to the time where the fucking club is like, you know, every night of the fucking week? Could you even imagine that? And then of course the big one to plug is the Ulster Hall show that I'm doing on the 16th of December, bitch, which is called General Banter, which is also the name of this podcast. But I also think that it's funny because of the current state of the world, where you know, we kind of could die at any minute. You know, so go get yourselves a ticket for that. It's available at the ulsterhall.co.uk or whatever. It may also be available on Ticketmaster. I'm not sure, but most things are. And there has been a London show announced. Google.com. I will be playing the Museum of Comedy on the 30th of November. So if you're in London, tell all your London friends, okay? If you live in London, why don't you go yourself? It's a small venue. There's only one show at the minute, unless this one sells out in rapid speed, and they might go, I think you should add another one, darling. And I'll be like, no bother, you mad English cunt. Actually, I'm pretty sure the dude was Brazilian. But he talked like he was from England. You know? But it's funny, like, I think that's where people are a lot different to people, other people around the world. You know, they celebrate their culture. They're like, oh, I'm Brazilian. Oh, I'm Brazilian. And you're like, you sure? You sound like you're from here. Yeah, but my parents are Brazilian. You know? People in Ireland are like, been here a week?
Fucking right I have, mate. All the way from Poland over here. Fucking a big nose. Fucking nightmare. vomit in the mouth.
What's on? Comedy. Let's see if Colin's show is there. September, stand-up soldier. Leicester Square, new comedian. Adele Cliff, Cliff Notes. Bridget Christie, preview for her. Okay. Let me scroll down. There's a guy who has a show about Brexit. That'll be good. I hate themed shows, you know what I mean? I mean, I tried to do it with this as a bit of a joke, like, oh, it's, the world's gonna... But I mean, let's face it, it's gonna be, you know, some fucking communist artwork. There's Shane Todd, Lonely Child, 27th of October. What's this? Plug a gig for some other cunts? Tom O'Mahony, Buckshot, why not? Let's call out the ones I know. Tom O'Mahony's doing the 25th of November. He's 5 days before me. So if you want fucking a bunch of banter, go to that one. Go to mine. Michael McIntyre, I know him. There we go. Tickets and info. Colin Geddes, General Banter, comedy. 30th of November, info and tickets. Get that up your butt. So there you have it. That's all I really wanted to plug right now. So let's real quick play the intro and then we'll talk about the imminent end of the world and also transgender people. Oh, fuck.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Right about you, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Geddes.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. Yo! Let me just see before anything happens here. Phil McEwan made this beat. Phil McEwan's doing a bit of stand-up. But he makes some sweet beats. Hear that shit? God damn it. I really wish I could rap right now. Not in like a, you know, like a real hardcore motherfucker, but just like chilling, like in, you know, like a Mac Miller or something like that. Swag as fuck, isn't it? Shit. What? Welcome back to Colin Listens to Tracks That People Send Him. Check out Polymath. That most of the like vlog music I use is by him, aka Phil McEwan. All right, then let's get into it. Do you ever have something? You know, you hit a certain age. It's usually when you're officially an adult, when you don't really give a shit about what other people think. You know, like, you know, you're going somewhere and you're like, listen, I don't give a fuck what's happening right now, but I'm wearing Crocs. You know, that sort of vibe. You know, or I'm halfway through the summer and I'm like, I'll tell you what. I will not put trousers on till fucking November, so why don't you snog my butthole? I'm not doing it. It's gonna be shorts till fucking till literally that gig that I do in fucking London there. Who's this fucking texting me? Happy days, we'll give McCann a shout too for the crack. Alright. There you go, McCann. We're doing a gig together. We're doing several gigs together. I think I also booked the gig in Bogans in Oma. I was given the option of, do you want to book the Silver Birch Hotel? Which is big as fuck. Or do you want to do a Bogans and sort of guarantee it's going to be bunged out? Because it's going to be me and then probably Aaron McCann, possibly. And then, I haven't spoken to this man, but apparently Phil Taggart is of Radio 1 fame, of Oma fame, is... this hat is uncomfortable as fuck, is DJing after it. So that'll be a fucking party, but that's like post-Christmas. That's like 20th of December or something. You know that period of time when you're at home and you don't really know what the fuck to do with yourself? That's what you do. You come to Oma and you get rightly shitted, you know? Do a little dance. Get down tonight. So I'm talking about like ridiculous shit. You know, like you go on a little trip and you're like, I know this man bag makes me look like a pedophile, but I'm going to wear it because it's practical. Well, we've ordered these fucking coffee cups off Amazon.com. Shout out to Amazon for sponsoring my podcast. It's called a Bodum, Bodum, the fresh way to brew fresh coffee and tea. So this thing looks definitely like some soccer mom type person, you know, would take this to, I'm just dropping the kids off type vibe. And it is naff as shit. It's a good, it's got a green fucking rubber handle on it. It's leaking right now, so isn't that fucking good? But it's, you know, I don't know. Oh my God, that's really leaking. I take everything back. I was just trying to say there, Bodum, suck my dick, you piece of shit. I'll teach you for getting shit made in fucking Botswana or whatever the fuck you're getting at me. Actually, I'm lying. It's pretty much the perfect travel cup. Got it in the car. You know how you get those ones, you all screw it and there's all fucking rubber seals and shit. And it's all full of fucking just shite after no time at all. These ones are actually pretty decent. Let me take a sip and watch it spill down my top right now. Hold on. But you do look like such a knobber. You feel like just going, Janet, I didn't get time to stop at the Starbucks, so I had to aeropress some fucking Colombian before I went to yoga. Going to Pilates, I might give the instructor an HJ. And by might, I mean definitely, and by HJ, I mean rim job. So let me just fill you in the last week. Pretty sure last week's podcast was late. It was a busy week last week because I knew I was going away at the weekend, had a bunch of shite to do. Here's what my highlight of my last week. We went to Ballymena, and I've honestly never had as many fucking messages from people going, fuck's sake, are you in Ballymena? Oh my God, fuck me. Oh my God. Go to fucking such and such for sharking. I definitely won't. We went there because there was a certain shop there, and we wanted to buy blinds because we're 30. Well, actually, I'm 30. Maureen's 27. However, she will tell everyone that I'm nearly 31. And you're like, Maureen, why say that? You know? Why not just say my age? No one, you don't do that for anything else. What age is your child? Nearly 6. Oh, really? 5? Nah, he's 4, but like on the scale of the history of time. What is it called? Nearly 31. Just to emphasize his fucking oldness. However, do I age? Barely. Shave your head early. You have no reference point. You can't be like, that was 2011, because he looks like a fucking idiot. No one's going to do that. People will be like, oh, this is you when? And I'll be like, 2008. And they're like, you look fucking exactly the same. And I'm like, exactly. And I may look better, which is very sad, because I still look like shit. But, you know, one step at a time up this ladder. I must touch base again with Aaron McCann, because apparently we're still involved in a weight loss battle. We're not involved in it. We just wanted to rekindle it. But it really needs a launch thing. And I don't know whether there needs to be some sort of public shaming in order to get us to lose weight or something, because we're both going to the gym again. But we all know that means fuck all if you don't know how to train properly and if you don't know how to actually fucking eat, not like a twat. So anyway, enough about me and more about Ballymena as I vomit the disgusting coffee back up my nostrils. So yeah, we went to Ballymena to buy blinds for the house. Which I was actually pleasantly surprised. You know when you go to buy something and you're like, this is going to run me about £1,000. And then you pay for it and you're like, fuck me, that was only £200. You know, let's go out. Let's go to Amsterdam at the weekend. We shall. But we're in Ballymena, and there's something about towns like Ballymena where if you're in any way known from anything, you know, in my case, probably videos. But like, you go places and people are like, fuck me, there's your man. And then you're like, oh, how's it going? And they're like, what the fuck are you doing in Ballymena? Huh? You doing fucking community service or something? Why the fuck would you be in fucking Ballymena unless it was a funeral or you're actually contractually obliged to fucking be here? And it's weird, you know when you feel like you're lost somewhere and you're like, well, shit, how'd I get out of this car? But where am I? Fucking whatever. And then you kind of like, just see, like, I seen the Braid Theatre, and I was like, oh, fuck, I know where I'm now. And that's my one reference point, and now I know my way around. I'm like, yeah, I've been here before, fuck this. Went for a real hipster. Hipsterness has hit Ballymena. How funny is that? They've went everywhere. There was some dude quietly listening to, like, fucking Bon Iver dub plates in his fucking basement. Was like, I know what fucking Ballymena needs. Exotic coffee and small just experimental dishes. So we went to some place, which is lovely. I forget the fucking name of it now. What's it called? Middletown? Yeah, must be. Some fucking Game of Thrones name. And so we went there, and it was great. And then we went and bought blinds, which would bore the fuck clean out of you. I love spending money, but I hate buying things that I have to buy. Do you know what I mean? Like, you could go and spend fucking whatever on a night out, because it's related to fun. Even though it just evaporates out your dick 10 minutes later. But, like, if I have to actually go buy something, and it might not even be that dear. I go buy something for a camera, and they're like, yeah, it's £500. You're like, there you go, thank you, bye-bye. You know, go in somewhere else. Oh, you need this bathroom tile that's going to be this and a fucking whatever. And you're like, oh, man. What a pain in my wallet right now. But yeah, we bought blinds. So boring. So fucking boring. But we had to get that out of the way. I had a bunch of videos to make. Made some videos with Aaron last week. One's for Boojum, which may well be out today. And one was for IFA, which was hilarious because there's a Northern Ireland match on last night, I want to say. Or the night before. And the dude, if you cast your mind back on my vlogs, there was a night where we shot for a thing for the IFA. Meanwhile, a room full of people who, number one, couldn't play football physically if you paid them. And second of all, don't know fucking anything about it. Because they're like, hey, I'm fat. I don't, you know what I mean? I'm watching fucking manga. I don't even know what the fuck manga is. I know what hentai is now that Armacan accidentally texted it to some girl. And I had to Google it. And then I was sitting 10 minutes later watching a cartoon of a fucking Japanese girl getting rimmed by an octopus. And I was like, okay. Great times. So yeah, I did a bunch of that shit. Also, shout out to the Foot Factory, right? Because we have the Beer 52 sponsorship. Beer, you know what I mean? Beer's good. I got sent some other beer by Brew Gooder. I mentioned it in the last podcast. They're a non-profit company who make beer. And then the profits go to making wells in Malawi, etc. So shout out to them. Fuck me, I must take a poster. Or a picture of it and stick it on the old Insta. But, yep, did all that shit. Called in the fucking Food Factory, where they gave me a pair of shoes before, and I was like, cheers, guys. And there was some loose chat about, like, oh, would it be good to fucking do this, and maybe make a video or something. We had this big discussion. I was like, I don't know if a video would even suit you guys. I think just maybe like a podcast sponsorship or something. Because, you know, there's no point in, even if a fucking big company came to me and were like, here, do you want to sell, like, ad space for fucking whatever? And it didn't make sense, but I'd be like, well, I don't know. You know, I would do it maybe if there's loads of money. You know, advertise it on my podcast. But at the end of the day, you want to fucking flog something that you actually use yourself. So beer, I'll certainly use it, you know. Certainly use it. That's how you know you're like a real alky, is when you talk about like, oh, this is how I use beer. You know, just drink it for the crack. It's like, no, I use this to become what I think is a better person, even though most people hate me. So, yeah, I was talking to them, and so there might be something happening in the future. And I went to buy a pair. I genuinely went in, because I was going like on a little trip, and I was like, I want a new pair of fucking shoes, because I'm going to be wearing shorts all the time. I want something that looks fly with the shorts, bro. So, got some sweet Vans, got one of the coolest hats I've ever seen. New Era, Boston, something hat. I don't know anything about American sports, but you know, I will wear the hat if it looks fucking cool. Got this really sweet vintage looking hat. So shout out to them, maybe big things to come in the future. Maybe lots of little nice things, but we'll see. But that'll be good. Then that'll be the ultimate podcast. I'll be like, this podcast is sponsored by beer. It's also sponsored by cool fucking shoes, because I like trainers, you know what I mean? I like some sweet sneaks, and what better than a cool independent one in Belfast that has fucking cool fucking Vans and shit? And then, oh yeah, this podcast is also sponsored by General Apparel, which is on its way. Finally sort of settled on some designs, I was getting a bit weird with it for a while, but I got some cool shit in mind. So let's get it pumping. So went in there, shot some more shit wiring, and then we were going to the Netherlands at the weekend there because Maureen's sister's boyfriend is from a small place called Ramsbergen, right? Which is, you know, about, you get off at Amsterdam and then you fly about 2 hours and you're pretty much, I mean, fly on a plane, but you're pretty much in, you're near Germany. You know, he's like, one of the little fun things you can do is get in a car and whiz on out to Germany. So we went there, which, as predicted, was a fucking shambles. Like, everyone was already there for about 3 days, and they just drank the fucking heads of themselves. And then me, Begley, and Maureen arrived on the Saturday, and it was off to the races. Off to the fucking races. Got through the airport, fucking all that shit. Just fucking, I don't even know if we drank. No, it was super early in the morning, that's right, because we only had about 4 hours sleep. That was fucking tough. You know, got in, tried to sleep on trains and shit like that. Didn't quite work, landed, met everyone. Hey, how's it going? Blah, blah. Maureen's dad was outside this fucking little pub. We got a beer, right? I don't know what the fuck happened, but I was like, oh my god, this trip is fucked immediately. Got there, went to the toilet, took a piss, washed my hands, dried it on like a tile. They have like all these tiles hanging up, and I was like, okay. And then walked outside, and I drank this beer, and I was like, this is some thick, old fucking milky-looking blonde beer here. So I took a sip of that. All the beers over there are like little tiny fucking cups of beer. In fact, the whole country is little cups. Like, we stayed in this cabin thing. You open the cabin cupboards in the, like, not a cabin, it was in like a holiday camp thing, but it was like a big cabin. And it was like a house made out of wood. It wasn't a fucking cabin at all. It was a full fucking bungalow. So I opened the cupboard and just, oh, everything's small. All the coffee cups are small. There's no fucking like tall glasses or pint glasses or any of that shit. It's all just little tiny things. You get, you know, they basically have normal beers, which are tiny, and then big beers, and they give you like a big beer. And I had this wee beer anyway, and I'm walking down the street towards this thing, and I turned in more, and I was like, is my fucking eye red, or is my, like, eye, or is it red, or, like, is my face red or anything? She goes, yeah, the left side of your face is, like, roaring red. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Because it's stinging, like, fuck. And she goes, oh, I don't know, what the hell is it? Begley's like, oh, but imagine you were allergic to that beer. That's the first thing you've had here. Imagine you're allergic to that beer. And I was like, oh my god, I'm going to be like fucking Will Smith and Hitch or whatever you call that film. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, is this what's happened? I've got down, first thing I've fucking put in my mouth, I've had an allergic reaction to. But then I was thinking, how have I got away with like all of this shit for so many years, drinking many, 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 many hundreds of beers, maybe thousands? I wonder if you had a million bit, nah, couldn't be. But like, I was just like, this would be the shittest thing ever. And I'm walking the way back with these bags, big heavy bags, because there's no taxis, or, you know what I mean, everyone flies around, and he's like, you know, let's face it, gay bikes, you know, like tall, like just prancing around. No one's in like a racing bike or a BMX or any of that shit. It's all the big, tall, lanky, stupid, half a penny farthing bikes. So we walked back, and I had to wash my face, and I went away. But I was like, was it the soap in the bog, or the shitty tile or something? And all of a sudden touched my face, and I've just got fucking herpes on my face for a second, and then I had to wash it off. But anyway, that was our landing anyway, and we got this fucking holiday camp, dumped our bags, changed our fucking t-shirts, went back out, and then began the fucking just complete madness. Yeah, the whole town, basically, it's a good idea. There's a big festival on in the town, and what they do is they basically, so no one rips anyone off, which is very honest of them. They buy, or every fucking pub basically has fucking tokens. So you buy a pile of tokens for beer, so that you can kind of use them anywhere. So that's what we did. So worst mistake of all time, because you do not take that seriously at all. You buy these tokens, you're like, what is it? Well, there you go, love. You're running around with a pocket full of plastic fucking things. So basically got fucking beyond shit faced. You know, basically Maureen's sister's boyfriend, and a couple of them are in a band, and They were playing. They had the opening slot at this thing, which was like 3 hours long, which is weird with music. They're like, yeah, our slot's fucking 2 to 5 or something. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. So these boys were playing, and that was all great fun. All the Irish folks were jumping around like fucking lunatics. And the night before, right, there's a band called The Logues, and I think they're actually from fucking Tyrone somewhere, so all these ones know them. They were playing the night before, but assumed they were maybe like away on home. And I don't know, there was all this fucking drinking going on and madness, and I was blitzed. Like, I turned around a bagel at one stage. I was like, I am fucking blasted, and it's like 3 o'clock. So we fucking went in. Basically, these Logues boys were doing like another private show, like a small one in a wee tiny bar. But it was €30 in, but it was like free drink. So you pay €30 and then you can drink for free in this private bar. And then this guy came along and he's like, hey, you guys are Irish, aren't you? And he's like, right, come on, sneak in the back here. There's free drink in here. So we go in, and this band are playing like a wee small gig. And right enough, the beer was free. But at that stage, no, I did not need any drink at all, because I'd had about 1,000 pints of Heineken. And then fucking Begley talked me into like my first Jägerbomb in about 4 years, which they're not shy with the measures over there. It was like a Jägerbomb that was like a mug of tea. You know what I mean? Like, that's how much you had to down in one go. Like, so I was suitably cunted. Went into this place. All these ones knew that the band were from fucking like Tyrone somewhere, and they started singing some bullshit Tyrone songs, some culty shit that I didn't really even fucking understand what they were getting at. And then these boys were like, what the fuck is going on here? Because they're like in a rural, like obscure town in Holland somewhere. And they're like, what the fuck is this? And then I could see some guy like eyeball me across the crowd. And he was like, was playing the bass or something. He's like, oh man. He's like, is that fucking... And then in the middle of the song, or at the end of the song, I was like, hold on, is that fucking Barry the Blender? Meanwhile, I was out of my fucking mind, like, so I was probably just standing there pissing with no hands, like, yeah, what about cheeks? So that was weird, dance around there like a fucking idiot. Pretty sure I barfed. I can't even remember. This is like daytime, and I was so smashed that it was like, did I barf, or did I think I was going to barf and just go and pretend to barf? I don't know. But anyway, luckily out the back of this... I mean, here's the other thing about this festival. The town kind of shuts down, and the town kind of had fuck all in it anyway. So you're walking around, you're just a bit like... You know when you're getting... I got to the point where I was like... It happened the next day where I was like, Can I get a bottle of water anywhere? You know? Can I get anything? Is there like anything open? Like, oh no, you must have a car and go to fucking Germany to buy. I'm like, what happens here? What happens in this town? Like, where's all the places? Is there places to eat? Or is there like a shop? Or where, it's okay, sometimes does cheese and ham toasty and what? But you can't buy, everything just seemed so like, you know, you were just, it wasn't like being anywhere else where you were like, you know, even in fucking Vietnam, every other shop is like one of those Circle K fucking, you know, convenience stores. And you're like, right, let me grab some water and some fucking chewing gum, whatever. You could be absolutely just dying. And be the next day after this, by the way, that night was a shambles. I don't remember fucking anything. Maureen fell out with me. She was like, you just kept walking away. And in my mind, I was like, I was lost the whole fucking time. I was walking around the streets like, hello, where is everybody? And then, it was just, you'll just see some shit that's just so fucking European, like, you know, just this guy on the keyboards with a silver jacket while his wife, who had the worst fucking like 80s perm ever, is like singing cover songs on a stage, and that people are going fucking bananas, and you're like, what is it? What the fuck is this place? But the next day that happened, we like walked into the town. Got some bullshit food once again. Can I have a Coke? Yeah, we'll give you, because everything's small over here, even though the people are giants. You go, there is a Pepsi, you get 2 straws worth of, you do 2 sips and it's gone, but there you go. We had some food. And you know when you're eating something, you're like, I know I'm going to go somewhere else and eat another thing, like, in the next half hour, because this is some fucking bullshit. And all the food's kind of very, all the food's kind of very plain and like weird. Yeah, I would say it's just kind of strange food, if I'm being honest. You know, you go in a place and they're like, yeah, we do toasties, and it's just like the plainest, whitest fucking cheese toastie you've ever seen in your life. There you go. That's all you're going to get till tomorrow morning. And I'm like, where's all... Right enough, I did have a kebab that night where I was shit-faced. And then woke up the next day and Maureen was raging at me. I still don't think she's forgiven me at all for that one night of being blocked. And she's like, sometimes when you're just really drunk, you're like a different person. And you're like, yeah, like everyone that's drank ever. I don't know if... And then everyone else kept saying to me, oh, really? You didn't really seem that fucking drunk. And I was like, yeah, I was plastered. Which is the fucking story of my life. Oh, you look fine. Yeah, but I'm shitholed. Give me a break. I mean, that's funny. Like, a girl gets really, really blocked and bokes all over, backwards all over her hair and all. And you're like, oh, it's okay. You're so cute when you're the next day. And look at you. Oh, you're a wee silly mess. But you're, next time you'll know not to get so drunk. And fellas do it. And it's like, all right, well, that's you in the fucking doghouse for months. Until you're thousands of pounds in debt trying to fucking win back my attention. Women. So we did that next day, once again, just fucking... We managed to put the drink off for a considerable amount of time. We went shopping, which was a fucking experience. Just in the, By the way, didn't see a lot of attractive Dutch women. Do you see a lot of attractive Dutch dudes? I mean, a lot of them are like really fucking tall. I mean, they do have that Euro dress sense where it's like, you know, I don't know if you need to be wearing, you know, stonewashed jeans with silver fucking decals on them, sir. But hey, why you look like Tiesto? Why you and your 9 mates all look like blonde Tiestos? You know what I'm saying? And all very reserved, you know what I mean? Like all the Irish crew were up going fucking ballistic to this band and they were like into it, but like all just standing back like they were waiting for some sort of Game of Thrones face-off war. But yeah, next day went shopping in this like Lidl type setup and some of the fucking snack. Like you look across the whole aisle of food and it's just white or beige, you know? Just looking across like, what do you want? Some white looking cheese? Or some white looking fucking sandwich meat. Or, here. Hey. You want a bit of diversity in your diet? Don't worry. Here's a fucking herring. Fillet. That looks raw. This looked like a Dairy Lee Lunchable. You know, like one compartment with another little compartment beside it. One with a fucking fish fillet in it. Raw. And then the other little compartment. Which they love to do that. There's a lot of fucking places you'll buy food and it's just like in little bits. And the other one just diced onion, you know? Oh, bro, let me get some fucking herring and just onion. Hey, I'm not planning on fucking going with anyone or fucking, you know, bucking anyone in the next month. Let me eat raw onions and raw fish. What can your breath smell like? Ugh. I feel sick even fucking thinking about it. I'm very hungry for lunch. What do you think you will have? I don't know. What sort of accent is that? I think it is some sort of gay German. Amazing, but I'm actually Dutch. Doesn't matter. Close enough for me. Give me the old herring with the fucking chopped onions so that my mouth smells like exactly like a cat's mouth. A cat's mouth? What is cat's mouth? Mouth. It is not big like a cat's mouth. It is tiny like the small... The size of a mouse's mouth. She had asshole like a mouse's mouth. I'm very tired. So the second night, as if the first night wasn't the biggest fucking blackout barf session you've ever seen, the second night went from, you know, let's go for a pile of drinks. Went for a pile of drinks. The town was essentially dead. We went for the weirdest Chinese meal of all time. The only thing open in the town, and walked in and was like, bling, 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 fucking Chinesey music. And here's a fucking task for you. If you ever want to have a fucking pub quiz night, try and decipher Chinese food written in Dutch. Good luck. Good luck with that shit. Well, the only thing, I think Kip was the only thing I figured out that was chicken. There you go. Lesson over from Geddes. Could you teach me how to speak Dutch? Yes, Kip is for chicken. No problem. Walk away. So we had in there, and I ordered this thing. It was like, oh, chef's special soup. And it was like €7. And I was like, oh, look at that. Something beef broth. This looks like the ticket when you have a hangover. By the way, this is... Still couldn't get fucking my hands on water. We're like walking around trying to find somewhere. And I was like, am I going to die of thirst? Am I going to die of actual thirst in fucking the Netherlands? Because I can't get a bastard in shop. So I went to a Chinese place and I was like, can I get loads of water, please? And an iced tea, which was tremendous. But we had the beef broth, which literally looked like she walked out the back and scooped it out of a fucking just pond. And brought it back. There you go. I'm gay. German Chinese woman. Enjoy it. And then I sipped that. It's kind of got good because she had a little pot of like chili shit beside it. And I just kept throwing that into the soup. So that really got a sweat going. And then we had some fucking curry or some bullshit. And then the drinking just began. We went for fucking drinks. Went to the shop. We went back to fucking... Maureen's sister's boyfriend's house, Frank, who is from there, went to his parents' house, drank a whole pile of beer. His dad then brought out the fucking, you know, he's all like, I don't really drink and all this bullshit, and then brings out some pure fucking like, you would need a shot of potching to wash this shit down, you know what I mean? You'd be like, oh my god, that's disgusting, give me a cup of tequila to wash this fucking devil fluid down. You're like, gunk. That shit, you get some shit. He's like, it's like Jägermeister, and then you drink it, and you're like, oh no, it's not. It's not. It's like Buckfast with tree sap in it, and also petrol. That's what it tasted like. Like earthy, fucking weird, just roots. You know what I mean? Like some sort of root is in it. Oh, this is the root of the fucking asshole tree. You bash it up, tastes like assholes, put it in your Jägermeister. I was out of my fucking mind. I had shots of Doppelkorn, some German shit, which is like, oh, you need to clean your brakes? Use this? Okay. What, you need to remove oil-based paint from a floor? You spill radiator gloss? No problem. You can wipe it up with Doppelkorn. But we also drink it for fun. So I was fucking shit-faced at that too, and then we went back to the other cabin that the LM1s were staying in, drank to about... 4 in the fucking morning. Now, luckily, this is one of the few places that actually had food because someone went and did a shopping. So I got laid into this like absolute brick of cheese with a butter knife, and just that I couldn't stop eating it. And drank beer at about 4:30 in the morning. Woke up next day, dying. We had to leave the next day, and I was even more fucked up than I was on the blackout day. And then we went to Amsterdam and just the usual shit. Couldn't check into the hostel for a minute. Hostel was amazing, actually. And then, as I barf, checked into the hostel. Went into fucking Amsterdam. Did a fucking couple of laps round. Stopped at a bar. Had some drinks. At this point, I was just forcing shit into me. Like, come on. Kenny Powers, nothing. Work, drugs. Forcing drinks in, walked around, we're going to take a boat tour, ended up not taking it. Got on a fucking... Alright, we got right down to go on the boat, and then I was like, do you know what, do we need to go on a boat for an hour and a half and see the fucking city? Or do we just go to the sex museum? So we just went to the old sex museum there, and it was kind of shite, like, to be honest. I mean, there's a lot of it was like, yeah, it's the sex museum, and then a lot of it's like, is it? Or is it the sexual assault museum? Because there's a lot of this, like, you know, oh, here's just a guy jumping out with his cock out. Oh, it's very funny in our country. This man jump out with old penis. He jumps out. These are not Dutch accents that I'm doing at all. I mean, everyone thinks it's all a smoking a pancake type guy, but I didn't hear anyone that talked like that. So in the sex museum, it's just creepy shit, you know what I mean? You look through a window... They've got the worst, like, you know, you know, like, paper mache fucking models of people doing really weird shit. Like, you look through a window and the guy just pisses directly up at the window. Over here we like to piss. It is fun for us to piss on each other. And there's the piss section, and then there's like a full robotic model of a guy getting his fucking, getting the bar pulled off him in an alleyway somewhere. And then there's just a million dick-shaped things, you know. There's a, over the years, a bunch of hip flasks that are shaped like cock and penis. I am still a gay German. Sound like that guy from Grizzly Man. Watch as the man is eaten to death by the fucking bear because he was retarded enough to think it was his friend. Sorry, I keep touching the mic. I already adjusted. But yeah, it's one of the things. You walk around and you're like, where's the, you know, do they do like, a, is it like a museum where they do like, here, some modern and examples, you know, and you get to put on a virtual reality and, you know, have an actual porn star pretend to suck your dick. Nope, none of that shit. It was all just like, walk around, here's some fucking paintings. This is the way they used to watch porn, through one of these fucking, like, twisty fucking reel things where you get to watch old porn. And there was a, the weirdest bit for me was just like, I mean, it's all fucking weird, but like, there was a section that was just like, on a big archive of old erotic photos, like, and you're like, there was just a date on them, but you're like, who took these and for and why? You know, there was like, it looked like there was an Asian section, and they were like, oh, here's a bunch of like what look like Vietnamese people just bucking in, but like on their wedding day, you know what I mean? So one dude's dressed like a soldier. I don't know whether they were like role playing. One dude's dressed like a soldier, and the woman's in like a fucking like a dress or a dressing gown. Jesus Christ, like a wedding dress, and you know, he's fucking just riding the life out of her. And then there's just tons of old photos, you know. And it's funny because the further you go back, the more it just looks, you're like, is this like hipster porn where the dude's got a monocle and a fucking handlebar moustache and he's firing the rod into this girl's bush here? And there's just reams of photos, just whole posters of photos, and you're just looking at all these old shit. You're like, that's from like the fucking 18 something. So someone's went, as soon as they got their hands on a camera, they're like, ah, oh, there's the family photo done. Cool. What to do next? Let's full-blown buck on camera. You know? A lot of rimming going on, which, you know, I can't help but think, like, fair play to you. If you're rimming anyone before about the year 2000, fair fucking play to you. Never mind going back that far, you know what I mean? Where it's like an event to have a fucking wash. Yeah, happy birthday. You know what that means? Your bath. Now jump in there. I just can't imagine it being in any... Oh, Jesus Christ. Like, you know Game of Thrones when it was all... In the early days when it was all sexy and there was tits flying all over the place and your guy Khal Drogo was raping all around him. And all girls are like, that's the type of rape that I'm cool with. You know, gang rape by a bunch of muscly dudes. Can you imagine, like, the fuck, even Daenerys there would be like, she's all pretty and blonde, you know? Get them fucking pantaloons off, and you're like, a dragon lick you out of it? Jesus Christ. Unless they just nip down to the old river and let it scoosh around their hole for a second. I don't know, but I couldn't have smelled good. But then everyone stinks, so maybe they're just like, I'm in Game of Thrones now. This is what the sex smells like. Disgusting. Yeah? Yeah. It was just all around weird. You know, going for a piss. Pissed into a thing that was clearly supposed to be like a big fanny. It was weird. It's weird as shit. Worth it. Worth every penny of the €5 we paid in. And then we just fucked around more. We ate about 3 times because I think we were in the town that had next to no food available, and when it did come, it was like, we have made different types of food, but we make it from mushed up toilet paper, so this is look like a sandwich. I'm still gay German man. This one looked like a sandwich, and then this one looks like a, we've mushed that into a burger, but it's beige burger, so enjoy. So by the time I got to Amsterdam, we're like, fucking right, let's eat everywhere. Chips and mayonnaise hanging out of your hole. Fucking what was the other shit? Well, there was like a noodle place we went to. Got some amazing like little noodles in a box. Blew my mind. And then that was it. Just fucked around, went to the red light district, which, you know, if you're not actually going to fucking ride hookers, 5 minutes does you, you know? I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. Amsterdam is, there's towns you go to and you're like, I like this place. Do you know what I mean? we're back from Vietnam not so long ago. There's places I was in. Even within Vietnam, was like, we got the fucking Ho Chi Minh. I was like, I like this place. I like the vibes. But we went to Hanoi, and I was like, Hanoi, and I just thought to myself, this is a bit much for me. Not into this place as much. That happens, you know, you'll have places that you prefer. And maybe I just need to go for longer, but Amsterdam was a bit like, all right, looks cool, sort of. I don't know. I would go back, like, and try and sort of figure it out. But, I went to a couple of bars and fucking whatever, and just walked past a bunch of rooms with a load of fucking prostitutes in it, and we're like, hello. Hi. And we had a long discussion. We're basically sitting across from some of these girls in the window across the river, and we're basically timing dudes that were going in and out. Or, like, you would watch girls go in and, or you watch dudes go in and almost get, like, rejected, and they would come straight back out. Unless they were just asking, like, how much is it, love? And she's like, it's 400 euro. And he's like, fuck, I couldn't get home if I paid 400 euro. But, then we had this full discussion where, you know, we're like, why do they all look so, like, you know, quote unquote, sort of porn star slutty? You know, obviously it's like, you know, here's the goods on offer. I'm wearing like a thong right up my hole, fishnets, and like two strips of tape over my nips. And they all have boob jobs. It's like, it's weird. I think it's just that thing of people are like, oh, I'm going to go and bang a girl who looks like a fucking, like a porn star. It's going to be ridiculous. But then we had this full conversation. We were like, you know, why don't they have some scenario set up? You know, like you go in, there's a girl like in a fucking like business suit, and she's pretending she's like, you know, doing some sort of deal with you in an office, and then the next minute you're banging her. You know, that'd be fun, wouldn't it? You know, she's like, or you go in, you're like, it's all dressed out like a fucking library, and you go to talk, and she's like, shh, don't be so fucking loud. And you're like, hey, I'm just like, shh, get your dick out and be quiet. You know what I mean? Some like, actual real dodgy porn scenarios. Or you go in, and she's like, I want you to take this pizza back outside, and then knock the door and tell me that you'll have a pizza. And you're like, hey, love, there's a fucking 12-inch pepperoni. On a pizza? Oh, fuck. She's like, it is more like one slice of an Iceland individual pizza. That is what your penis is like, not a 12-inch pepperoni, a piece of shit. Set up some fucking scenarios, you know what I mean? I bet you, like, a cosplay one would fuck it. I bet you if there was, like, a room full of girls dressed like fucking Pikachus, they'd have a line around the corner. People are into, like, the weirdest fucking shit. There's been nerds everywhere. I don't know. We had a long chat about it. And then Begley was all like, I haven't fucking jizzed in 5 days. I'd go in there and fucking wreck all around me. I was like, go ahead. Why not? Do it in the place where no one gives a shit that you've been banging prostitutes. Like, this is the world capital of banging prostitutes. Go ahead. And then we're all like, why is there no dudes? You know, is there like a dudes red light district? And then the whole conversation started about like, oh, I think it's so that men like just the thought of a girl who's so fun. You just pair for sex. You don't even have to think about doing anything else. And then the girls are like, yeah, I don't know if girls would even be attracted to the idea of a guy who is does that. And you're like, see, girls, you're already thinking way too far down the line. You're like, what sort of dude even does this for a job or whatever? I don't know if, you know, I could trust a man who can't keep me. By the way, his cunt's probably loaded, like, but I just don't know about a guy. What's his plans for the future, you know? A guy like that who's so fucking just crazy, you know? What's he thinking about? Is he ever going to settle down? And you're like, all right, you're basically getting a dick in your face, you know? You don't need to think that far down the fucking line about it, you know? There's no, the dudes that are outside, they're going like, I wonder if she make a good mother to a child. Fuck me. So yeah, that was our night, and then we went back to the hostel. I think by the third day, and these boys have been there for about fucking 6 days. By the time we were there, we're like, yeah, we've seen around. I mean, I believe that like Maureen's sister and her parents seen some horrendous thing happen in the street where like some dude was fucking trying to beat up or do something weird to like a fucking girl who they were like, she might have been dead. She was so white, she might have been fucking dead. And And I was like, what happened? They're like, we don't want to talk about it. And you're like, we'll definitely talk about it. And they're like, no, just let's not mention it. But all I'll say is it's horrendous. Don't mention it. I don't want to talk about it. It was very horrendous. I'm traumatized, but I don't want to talk about it. So don't bring it up. I will not talk about it. And you're like, you could have told the story in that time that you said all those things. Mm-hmm. Which is the worst thing ever to do in the world, where you go like, oh, I got a secret. Oh, guys, you guys are going to love this secret. Tell me. No, I can't. I can't tell you. I'm traumatized. Maybe they are traumatized, but you're like, did you see a murder or what? Because I want to see a murder. I mean, the poker place fucked up. We were sitting having drinks. By the way, the spiciest drink I've ever had. I was like, can I get this dark and stormy? And I came out and there's this red shit floating on the top. And we had debates over it. Someone was like, oh, I think it's bitters. You know, like bitters I put around a glass. And I was like, Someone else was like, that looks like Tabasco. And I think it was both. I think it was too much bitters and Tabasco and ginger beer. I was drinking. I was like, this is hotter than the fucking, like, than the, like, hot noodles that I got earlier. It's like burning my fucking throat out. And it's a juice. For fuck's sake. But, yeah, that was the last night. Went there, blah, blah, came home, all that shit. Got back to the fucking car park, went to start the car. Car didn't start. Fucking battery was flat because Maureen left the little light on her side, the little vanity light, or whatever the fuck it's called. Which, at the time of the morning we got out of the car, you just wouldn't even have fucking seen that shit. She'd clicked it on to look for something and didn't click it off, and 4 days later the car was dead. Brilliant. So, luckily, because their parents were over too and they were taking a load of them back, we rang quickly and we're like, do you have jump leads in the car? Yep. He brought around the fucking Jeep and fired up the car. Couldn't believe it. And here we are home. How was that long boring story about Amsterdam where we didn't bang any hookers? Did smoke weed, but just a little bit. Like, when you're fucking half chinned and you're like, the last thing we need, you know, I want to smoke weed on a designated smoke weed. Also, I know you're in Amsterdam. I have a house full of weed. Do you know what I mean? I'm not a big weed smoker, but I keep getting given it. Oh, thanks. I'll throw it in a... Just open a fucking drawer and throw it in top of piles of other weed that's there. And I'm like, I don't even fucking smoke this shit. Ever. I can't even remember the last time I did it in the house. Probably when I was like, I definitely just want to go to sleep tonight. Let me smoke this fucking bullshit. But you know, it's legal, but you can smoke, you can literally smoke weed anyway. Or you can sit out in the street in Amsterdam and smoke weed. There's people doing Belfast every fucking day. So, there you go. Oh shit, 2 seconds. And we're back, sorry. I thought there were fucking goddamn postman. So we're back. Let's move on to some other shit here. Let me play this fucking clip, right? This is made even funnier than, not than, because of the fact that there is an imminent nuclear war on the table. Transgender model defends her comments claiming all white people are racist on Good Morning Britain. Now, this might be made worse by the fact she's talking to Piers Morgan, who is a throbbing cunt, but hold on a second. Let me just play some of this. Let's Russell Brand this shit, okay? Which is, play the clip, which is 10 minutes long. I'm not going to play it all, but I'll just stop it and slobber about this fucking retard. There we go.
Just how sensitive those words were going to be. I don't have the energy to talk about the racial violence of white people. Mm-hmm.
This girl, what's her name? Suzanne Reader. She's like a news person. She's going on here about the claims this woman made on a Facebook post, which, first of all, see what someone is like. It's a bit like the old Irish thing of going, no harm to him, but he's a fucking cunt. See, going like, I don't even have the energy to talk about how all white people are fucking racist cunts. Which is like, I'm going to say that, but you're not allowed to fucking even question why I'm saying it, okay? Because I have all bases covered. By the way, this person is called Monroe Bergdorf or something, right? Who is a black transgender woman who was dropped by L'Oreal after doing like a fucking campaign and then putting this statement on her thing. I'm an activist. I mean, this is what, you know, you've put yourself on such a untouchable high horse. We were like, I'm transgender. I'm black. but I'm not fully black because my ma's white, and now that I'm a woman, you know, now that I'm a woman, I get to give off about the patriarchy and all this here shit. It's a bit like, you know, you feel like going like, you know, well, if you're, well, you know, you've been a man, you know, surely you felt the fucking, you felt the privileges of the patriarchy, and you decided, nah, fuck it, gonna be a girl now. Guess what? You know that, you know the inside of the game now. You know what I mean? You have a cheat. You're a mole in the world of the patriarchy. Carry on. You know, this is, see, when people talk about social structures and all this shit, are they there? Or are they only there because you act like they're there? That's what I'd love to know. Do you know what I mean? I'm very much a go ahead and then let someone fucking stop you later. That, you know, oh my God, this fucking mic. It's one of those things. It's better, it's easier to get forgiveness than it is to get permission type thing. It's just like, just crack on. Oh, the patriarchy's got me down. Oh, what do you mean the patriarchy's got you? You were a man? Huh? The fuck's going on? I'm giving off about this fucking lunatic and I haven't even played the clip.
Most of you refuse to acknowledge your existence, privilege and success as a race is built on the fact.
Also, I don't know where I heard this quote lately, but someone's like, mentioned something about you being white, and there's a, guess what, I'm not white, I'm Irish. Which is kind of true. But anyway, by the fucking way, the Netherlands is like, see that town we were in? It was whiter than Belfast. No bullshit. They were like, these are the whitest fucking people of all time. Their food is white. They're so white. There's no fucking, like no one's dancing to this music. They're just like, I agree that this music is pleasurable on the ear. Like, no one's fucking dancing. White. White as shit. The bikes are so white. If there was black people in this town, they'd be like, let's get some fucking cool bikes up in this bitch. They're like, no, it's okay. This one gets me from A to B. It has a leather seat and it is painted. Here we go. Hold on a second.
Acts, blood and death of people of colour. Mm-hmm. Do you think that all white people are racist?
I don't think that all white people are by nature racist. From conception to birth, I think that we are all the same. But we need to speak about how we're socialised as a people. And my post was based on socialisation and racism as a structure. I think as a society, we're taught certain things. We're taught that men are superior to women. We're taught that women are meant to be submissive. We're taught that gay people are meant to be...
Oh, God. You were a man? Were you fucking suppressed when you were a man? No? Well, then why all of a sudden are you like, yeah, suppressed?
Be ashamed of their sexuality, but it doesn't mean that this is how things need to be.
Do you think all people, all white people, are responsible for that or believe that? Or
I don't think that all white people believe it, no. I think that there is cases, there's loads of allies. I mean, you don't need to think this way, and it takes actively dismantling racism to be an ally, because if you're not doing anything...
No, it doesn't. You're basically going like, that's like going, see if you're not over in fucking Syria trying to take down ISIS, that means you're basically an ISIS. No, it doesn't. Not at all.
Then how are you helping racism?
How are you helping racism? What? By not being a racist? I hate that fuck. Like, there was a dude, what do you call him? Post Malone? That rapper, singer dude? Who was on that fucking, like, some breakfast show in America. And the guy's like, what are you doing for Black Lives Matter? And he's like, not killing fucking black people? What the fuck? What are you doing for Black Lives Matter? Does that mean, like, oh, you know, what are you doing? Like, Are you donating money to some fund every month so that black people can turn around and be like, nah, man, he's cool. He thinks Black Lives Matter. You're like, what about the guy who's not paying anything but also agrees that Black Lives Matter? Nah, man, it doesn't count because he ain't doing anything actively.
You said, when you explained about this, you said white people are racist due to socialisation in the same way that men are socialised to be sexist and heterosexual people are socialised to be homophobic. So yes. I'm a white, straight male guy.
It's not about you.
So basically, I'm like enemy number one. So no. I'm a racist, sexist, homophobe. Are your logic?
Sexist, yes. But
I'm not sexist.
What about that wee shit-eater grin? No, sexist, yeah. Pierce, here's what you're doing. You're confusing Pierce Morgan with, like, oh, you're a sexist bigot, da-da-da-da-da. Pierce Morgan's a fucking cunt. So, he's probably a bunch of stuff, but it's more about him being a cunt than it is about him being that shit.
I'm like enemy number one. So no. I'm a racist, sexist, homophobe. Are your logic?
Sexist, yes, but...
I'm not sexist.
Oh, what a shit-eater grin that was. But it is weird that, like, you can, you know, she's going, like, white, fucking, cisgendered, straight men are fucking racist by nature and society and all this bollocks. And you're sort of, like, sweeping across. You're like, sweeping across. Yet if someone went, like, you know, all you transgender people are pretty much just fucking crazy people who don't know what the fuck they are. You know, they'd be like, oh my God, how dare you, you know, fucking paint us all with the same brush. So it's like, it's a bit like all of a sudden all these social justice people and all these minority type. I mean, I don't even know what that term fucking minority means anymore. Ethnic. What the fuck does ethnic mean? How can you still be, oh, this is ethnic food? And you're like, are you sure it's not just food that's from this country? Because we're in this fucking country now. You're an ethnic minority. What does that mean? Can you be I'm an ethnic minority. What are you? A Mexican in America? Oh, really? Because there's more Mexicans than there is Americans. I don't even know what ethnic minority fucking means anymore. Is ethnic anything but fucking white? But then, you know, I don't even know what ethnic means. Let me look that up, because I feel like, are you allowed to be, like, from Ireland and be... and open up a shop and go, check out this ethnic food. And what is it? It's Dutch toasties. 9. Dated, offensive. Member of an ethnic minority. Huh? What the fuck's an ethnic minority? I feel like that just seems fucking stupid these days. Oh, God.
And I'm not racist, and I'm not a homophobe. So who are you, with the greatest of respect to you, who are you to say that every straight white guy in the world is a... Well, you did. You said white people are racist due to socialisation in the same way that men are socialised to be sexist, heterosexual people are socialised to be homophobic. You are calling straight white guys like me a series of offensive stereotypical labels, which I find very offensive.
Okay. This is why there's a problem, because you're taking it personally.
There is a problem. I am taking it personally. Yes.
It isn't about you,
when you
though,
say
Piers.
All white people are racist, as a white person...
No one can hold their shit together worse than a fucking, like, 50-something-year-old posh white man.
I find that offensive.
Please let me speak instead of speaking over
the
me.
The floor is yours.
Please let me speak, because I'm black and I used to have a cock.
Okay, so basically, instead of taking it personally, please think about how to be part of the solution.
What do you think
problem.
About...
Nah! Nah! I'm Monroe Bergdorf, model DJ activist. I bet you, if I was a real fucking DJ, I'd be like raging. This is like when some dude was on like Steve-O was on Jackass fucking 20 years ago, and then doesn't know what to do with himself, and all of a sudden he's in comedy clubs, and real comedians are like, "Fuck this guy! This is a way for people to come see him and pay him money, and he's a shite stand-up compared to the rest of us because he's famous already." This is a bit like this girl. Let's go see Monroe Bergdorf fucking DJing, you know? Scratching with her titties that used to be just man tits. I feel like because of a patriarchy, women are taken care of. No? Does that... I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but it's like... It's because of a sort of... recognition that men are across the board considered kind of more dominant and stronger at different shit is the reason why women get treated so well. Does that not make sense? Do you know what I'm saying? People are like, oh, you know, we're all equal. Men aren't bigger and stronger than girls. Yeah, well, why girls get looked after by everything. How many stories do you hear about, oh, there's a fight broke out, dude gets, not between a girl and a fella, but just like, well, all the dudes get fucked out and all the girls get to stay there stabbing each other. You know, someone gets divorced, oh, the dude gets absolutely fucked clean over and the girl just gets to sit there and do nothing. You know, oh, I look after the kids, cool. Well, I look after them half the time too, but you get all my money. What's all that about? Do you know what I mean? There isn't really equality. Like, when you're talking about feminism and all that shit, it's not equality. Because equality would be like an equal playing field. You actually get special circumstances for being female.
Being part of the solution.
I am part of the solution.
You're not. You're causing more division.
I'm not causing
you're
more division.
You're basically causing more division.
Here's, by speaking
by
about...
By telling
here's,
all
let
white
me speak.
People
here's,
they're racist.
Let me speak. By talking about racism is not causing divide. There's a divide anyway. We need to be speaking about what the root of racism, what the root of sexism is. And sexism doesn't come from women. So, of course, it's caused by men. This is a social construct.
You don't think women can be sexist?
I don't think that women can enforce misogyny.
What a load of nonsense.
No, because it's all...
You don't think any women can be
women
sexist?
Women don't uphold the patriarchy, Piers. That is not
uphold
the
what?
Case. The patriarchy.
What's that?
You don't know what the patriarchy is.
I do, but
is.
Explain it.
The patriarchy is basically a structure that puts men at the top of power.
Mm.
So
the five
it's not women
five,
that enforce the patriarchy
the five
because
most
women
powerful,
don't have anything to...
The five most powerful people in this country currently are women. How does that sit with your patriarchy? They
so
are.
You're saying that the patriarchy doesn't exist.
I'm saying the five most powerful people in Britain are women.
You are a fucking man. You literally were a...
So this idea that men still rule the entire planet
so
and are these evil creatures to be...
this is the most confusing shit of all time. She's on the go, yeah, the patriarchy hold up, fucking bloody blah. Yeah, fuck men. Men are racist and white men are just by nature fucking racist. I mean, she could probably listen to this podcast and be like, he's racist. Hey, listen. Like, you actually can't speak, like, well, this is us over here, and we're fine, and we don't have to do anything, because I'm a fucking half a black, half a white person who used to have a dick, now I'm a girl, and I'm giving off about patriarchies and the fact that men are sexist, even though I fucking was one, and now I get to pretend I'm a girl, while I'm sitting beside an actual girl who won't open her fucking mouth the whole time. You know, Susanna Reid just sitting there flashing her necks all day to get the fucking viewers in. Colin, that's wild sexist. Observational comedian, though, so see things. See things all the time that fucking are weird as shit. And these two fucking scrapping it out. I don't know what it is about the social justice thing where they... It's almost like you just go, that's me. I've decided that everything you do is wrong. And I will not be fucking like... You just can't win an... You can't even talk to people because it's like... It's got to the point now where it's like, you know, oh, let's have a discussion about this, see how we can sort it out. And someone will go, oh, no, I'm a transgender person. So I've decided that you're not even allowed to fucking say the word transgender or I'm going to go and fucking listen to My Chemical Romance and slit my fucking tit veins that I now have. It's like, you just, you're all of a sudden, like, it's a bit like going like, just walking up to someone and fucking punching them in the face and they turn around to hit you back and you go, oh, actually, no, I can't because my doctor said I can't be hit. Well, you just hit me. Oh, I know, but, I'm allowed to hit people because I'm weak. That's kind of what it's like. Oh, I'm allowed to do whatever. I'm allowed to fucking... I'm oppressed so I can fucking say whatever I want to you because I'm oppressed. Okay? Act not oppressed. All right, guys? Act not oppressed. And... I would love to get into fucking social appropriation. I mean, but let me disclaimer this. I don't give a fuck about anything or anybody. But when you start to play the game, it gets to the part of like, you're half white, you got dreads. You allowed that because you're not fully black? Or what? Fuck me.
Removed from power.
You can
doesn't
say
really
that the patriarchy doesn't exist,
fact.
Is, but the patriarchy exists.
My point about this is, there are, of course, there are serious debates to be had about racism.
The patriarchy exists because dudes are constantly in competition to fight for power. Why? Why? To get fanny. The patriarchy is a fucking, like, little city that exists under the massive hood of a clit. That's what it is. So it's like they're not fighting it out to be like, yes, I just won. I just beat all the dudes. It's not about that. It's like, you don't go, I get to the top of this mountain and I beat all the guys. I'm so satisfied. It's because you go, I get to the top of the mountain because it's full of fanny, and then I get to piss on all the people below me. Do you know what I mean? So the patriarchy is basically a fucking just league table to see who gets the most fanny points. And guess what you need to do, girls? Fuck all. Just sit at the top and be like that fucking gladiator thing with just thumbs up, thumbs down. Can't believe he tried to talk to me in a bar. Can't believe anyone tried to talk to you. Good job, it's dark in here, you fucking swamp donkey. Anyway, I mean, it's getting me really fired up for no reason. It's just like, because I actually don't care about it. And I'm a bit worried that you can't just get to the point in society where you go, see this cunt that's giving off about rules and blah-de-blah, blah, and oh, I hate fascists, and I've got more rules than a fascist whatever fucking have. Oh, I'm Antifa. You know? I get to walk around and fucking punch quote-unquote Nazis, even though half the time they're just fucking someone wearing a red hat that doesn't even say Make America Great Again. I mean, people are fucking dildos anyway. You know, get these Nazis out of America. Just laugh at them because they're literally, I can't think. Like, see that main dude who was one of those, like, fucking Charlottesville guys? It was literally, like, he was just, he had the biggest biceps of a bunch of fucking gamer fucking, like, South Park looking pieces of shit. And they're like, yeah, this guy's a fucking man. Yeah, fuck these niggers, goddammit. Let's go to B&Q and buy a load of fucking tiki torches and look like a pile of fucking knobheads. And they did, and you should just stand there and be like, look at these fuckwits. Full fuckwits. I don't know if there's a better word than faggot for this main guy, by the way. I know it's a word that, let's change the use of the word faggot for someone who acts like they're hard and then turns out they couldn't fight sleep. How about that? He's all fucking, yeah, I'm all guns and fuck, I'm hardcore, fuck these black guys. I'm shaving my head, I'm walking around a tight t-shirt, I'm a Nazi, I got a Nazi tattoo on my fucking arse and all this hair shit. Gets pepper sprayed once. Oh god, I can't believe these guys pepper sprayed me. I would die there trying to fucking complain to the police and the police wouldn't take me seriously. They're like, well, you know, no smoke without fire, you stupid Nazi cunt, and I got pepper sprayed. You're like, faggot. Oh, it drives me fucking nuts. Guess what? Here's what else you can do. Chill out. You know what I mean? You don't have to go riot. You don't have to do any of that shit. Just get your mates together and be like, well, it is what it is. You know? I don't know whether it's because I do comedy and hang around with a load of other comedians. And, you know, there is no political correctness. You know? Everyone gets slagged for everything. The sectarian banter, and I mean banter, goes on in our WhatsApp group. Tremendous, you know, everyone gets slagged to death. McCann's head, fatness, I mean, we're all fat. Woodsy's like, oh, I'm not fat, sir, you're a fat cunt, all right, maybe the fattest. Everyone gets slagged. Why can't you just be like that? Why can't we just be like, hey, guess what, guys, people are different. Only these people are going like, people are different. Do you want equality? No. I want superiority for the difference. What does different mean? Not white. Okay. Is white different to black? Yeah. different then also. So why can't we all just fucking wise up? I don't know. Go to jiu-jitsu class where no one gives a fuck what you are. Go somewhere where your race or sexuality or whatever or any of that shit doesn't matter a fuck. It's literally just your ability gets your respect. How about that? I don't know. Do you ever try and talk about something and you don't actually don't know what the fuck you're talking about? I mean, we're 3-4 minutes into this interview with fucking Monroe. You know, I hate the patriarchy, even though I've got a dick.
But my God, the world has moved and moved fast from where it used to
you
be.
You are part of the problem. If you
I'm
think
not part
that
of
this,
the problem.
You are part of the problem, Piers, because you are denying my lived experience.
What do you mean I'm denying?
You're denying your lived experience, but you don't know what anyone's lived experience is. You know? You don't. I mean, I feel like all this. Fuck, I don't even know. You really don't. You don't know what someone's lived experience is at all. You know, I've heard people fucking. You know, it's. Oh, fuck me. You could be saying. I've heard. You know, you could be saying to someone like, you white cunt, you're white privileged, blah, blah, blah. Yet I've heard stories about people who were like, quote unquote, just white people. Someone who had a Pakistani girlfriend and he was in the middle of a fucking riot because of that. Somewhat, you know what I mean? It's like you don't know anyone's lived experience. You're basically going, I get to fucking paint Jews all with a one brush, and then when it comes to me, I'd like to be treated on an individual basis. I mean, everyone's, which is the way everyone should be treated. Everyone should be treated case by case, like everything. You can't just be like, boom, here's a big general sweeping rule. Because there are, you know, it's like the fucking abortion thing down south. No abortions, really? What if a girl's about to die? Nah, so. No, well, that's definitely a circumstance where you gotta fucking do something. Because you're gonna let someone fucking die because God said that you can't fucking do it. Oh, well, you know yourself, you wouldn't like to get spoken ill of in the fucking mass, no, would you? Hoover it out and fuck up. How about that? There's different circumstances, you know, people have no reason, you know what I mean, they just want to fuck. By the way, this girl's probably just fucking kicking herself, trying to kick up so much shit, because she just got dropped from a L'Oreal campaign. She'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe all this fucking surgery and stuff has got me to a certain place, then opens her fucking stupid mouth, and then it's like, oh Colin, I can't believe you're calling her a her now that she's being stupid. But she probably threw away millions there and is all just like, let me kick up some shit and sell a book. There's another video here called The Gender Debate. Non-binary people confront Pierce over gender-neutral controversy.
Non-binary?
No, not non-gender.
But what's the difference?
Well, you keep talking about gender neutrality, and it's not like I go around telling people that I'm gender neutral. There's no lack of anything. I just define as non-binary, so I refuse to identify myself as male or female,
just wonder if we can, because it's obviously, you know, it's been a big subject on our programme. Yeah. Gets a huge response whenever we talk about it. I know this.
Has anybody brought up the fact that, like, maybe gender, they should have a different word? Is there, I don't know, is it, can you go like, oh, I identify as female gender, right? But, like, gender to me is kind of like, there's, if you were to ask me what I think gender is, you're just like, yeah, it's what are you sexed as a baby? You know what I mean? That one was born a boy, that one's born a girl. Okay. And then what you identify as isn't your gender. It's like, what you identify as is just your personality. You know, gender's a very physical fucking scientific thing. You know, there should be a different thing, like, oh, what's your gender? Female. What are you fucking, would you like to be recognized as? You know, foxkin or whatever. It's not your gender. It's just your fucking personality. What personality? That's what they should say. Oh, sweet. Dicker blurt. Blurt. What's your personality? Hey, I think I'm a fucking Pokemon with no dick and 3 tits. Cool. It's not your gender. It's just your thoughts. Isn't it? What would you like me to think you are? And I'm not even talking about gender, because I don't know. I feel like it's like gender's more of a science thing, and then what you want to be, like a sexuality thing. Well, not even sexuality, but like, yeah, they just be like, what's your personality? Kind of girlish today, but I've got a cock. I don't know. Oh, by the way. By the way, the world's ending, so it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter if you got a dick or balls or you think you're a fucking baby, even though you're a grown adult. Kim Jong is gonna bomb. North Korea preparing more missile launches, says the South. Great! Let me read this fucking, what's this, Huff Post. Jesus Christ.
Is there a moment in your life
that... Fuck knows what they're saying. Please don't fucking slag off Koreans when you're done. Readying launch of ballistic missile. That looks like a toy car. North Korea may be planning more missile launches, possibly an intercontinental ballistic missile. I have a feeling that, you know, this feels like one of those fights where you go punch first, because, I mean, are China on the side of North Korea? Is that what's scaring everybody? Because if no one was on the side of North Korea, they would just fucking get, they would get so badly wiped out, it's not even funny. You know, if America, if Trump, who is a fucking loose cannon anyway, was just like, I think that this guy is ridiculous, like, he could just be like, let me hit that button real quick. See you later. No more North Korea. Or did China swoop in after him? Like, why you do that for, a bastard? According to reports from South Korean media, tease me with this text. US has warned that they will, that any threat will be met with a massive military response. It's talking to South Korea about deploying aircraft carriers. See, this will be like the shortest, quickest bar fight you've ever seen. Like, I'll let you be like, oh, we're gonna launch it. Fuck up. Look what you did. There's no more North Korea. I was listening to a thing where someone was talking about, like, Kim Jong-un loves American stuff so much. Kim Jong-il? Kim Jong-un? Which one's the young one? He loves it so much. He loves basketball. He loves a little American shit that if America just fucking talked to him, he'd probably be like, that's alright. We're mates now. Kim Jong-un. I think he's the wee one. Yep. What a fat, wee, stupid looking cunt he is. Look at him. Look at the fucking shape of him. It's just a wee brat kid, you know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't know how to fucking act normal. Gets pissed off, gets emotional. You know, just gets annoyed about shit. And he's just it's an ego thing. It's gonna be an ego. Like, millions of people are gonna die in a nuclear fucking thing because of just ego, really. Let me look up Kim Jong-un shoes. They have the fucking... Oh, look at them. What are you... What are those, bro? He's got like... First of all, he's wearing like... The worst, like, look, everyone has to look at him like they want to suck his dick. They've got these loving eyes, like, I love you. And they're all clapping and so intensely, and he gets to walk around in, like, flares. Like, no one's even said to him yet, bro, you can't wear flares. And then he's got all these shoes on where they're like, here's the trick. You get, like, the boot cut, the severely boot cut trousers. And, yeah, they're like hugely boot cut, which means it covers like most of the foot, because underneath that fucking pair of trousers, you're literally wearing a pair of like witch boots, you know what I mean? Like a witch would wear. Kind of like pointy shoes with a big square heel on it. Oh God, what a stupid wee cunt. It annoys me that, you know, people like this people who run countries and are maybe responsible for like a fucking war that would kill millions of people, that you could just walk up to that guy and fucking just drop him with one slap. That bothers me. I don't know why. I don't know why. It's like, can you not have a hard looking person? You know, instead of some wee chubby fat bitch look like he might die on the toilet someday. We need another Gangnam Style up on this bitch, don't we? Let me hit some questions before this gets really fucking... By the way, I probably offended some people, maybe... Well, I probably didn't, you know. Colin, it's just your ignorance is more offensive than anything. Yeah, I know. Suck my dick, what can you do? Move on, you know. Let's not dwell. That's what... If I was writing a book, it'd be called Move On, you know. And it would be like a lifestyle book. Just move on. You know, on any fucking level of life, move on. Just don't fucking dwell on it, you know. I get pissed off about a lot of shit, but I also have the attention span of a fucking, like, puppy spaniel. And everything's like water off a duck's hole. A lot of dogs and cats and animals being used in these things. But that's kind of what it's like. I can be like, look, fucking stay this cunt. Some be like, do you want a burger? I'm like, I love burgers, bro. I love burgers. What were you talking about? Don't know. Can't remember. The anger is washed away. I feel like that's where me and Maureen are different. You know, she'll sit on something for months and months and months. Be like, I just feel like that was annoying at the time. And you're like, oh, for sure, don't let that worry you ever. Oh, I'm just annoyed because I broke this thing. Yeah, the thing was a tenner by another one. You know, we're privileged white male up in this cisgendered bitch. So suck my tits and dick and whatever other shit I've decided to have that day. Got a foxtail of a dildo hanging out my asshole. Would you be up for doing a cooking section in your vlogs? Hey, buy my new book, Move On, by Colin Geddes. Would you be up for doing a cooking section in your vlogs? Maybe just, like that fucking girl there. Oh, the patriarchy. Move on. Act like it's not there. You know what I'm saying? What is a patriarchy? Can you see it? Can you go see it? It's a physical thing. Move on through it. You know? Everyone's at the airport. Oh, you gotta take out your fucking liquids. No, you don't. I leave the liquids in the bag every fucking time. No one takes it out. No one checks it. You know, there are rules there, but like, are you gonna get shot if you don't do it? No. Just don't do it then. You know? I'm at the airport. Fucking 10 people around the fucking scanner machine. I'd borrow a blender. Hey, I've got no respect for you now at all. At all. Can you step in here? No. Not really. You get the shout all over the fucking place about me. And nah, I'm not doing any of that shit. Take your shoes off? Nah. You try lacing up Vans. Literally snog my shitter. Would you be up for doing a cooking set? Move on. People are like, Colin, could you move on? I'm like, nah, I'll do what I want. It's my podcast. And this is what you should do. Cool, I'll move on. Would you be up for doing a cooking section in your vlogs? Like maybe just breaking down your barbecue sauce or a cooking with Colin segment, Matty Matheson style? I would love to do that. But I feel like people would look at me and the clothes that I wear and maybe the way that I swear a lot and go, do you think that you're fucking Matty Matheson, bro? If in fact you know who that is, one of my favourite people. You know, I love him. But I do have a genuine interest in food and cooking. So would it be weird? I mean, I feel like even if I did one now, friend of the show, we're going down to his house next weekend. Tom the Bear O'Mahony, funny bastard. You know, he started doing barbecue videos on his social media because he's big into barbecuing. And he's like, I've never... Other than stand-up comedy, it's my biggest passion. And he's making these funny videos. But mine might not be funny. Mine just might be like, legit, this is how I like to cook shit. But yeah, I would love to do that. It's from Michael Jardine, friend of the show, friend of the clubs, friend of everything. Because I know he is a regular at the comedy clubs. You missed the fucking screamer last week. Tell you that for sure. Are you being asked to leave? Hold on. This is a scary message. There's a picture. Oh my god. I got a picture there sent by Maureen's dad. And there's like dudes with their arms around me there. And he goes, are you being asked to leave? I'm actually get taking a photo with that band. So I'm going to type that back to him. Ha ha. I think they... Oh my god, there's the old... I think they're taking a photo. That's... Oh my god, stop. This is real interesting, listen. I might have been... It wouldn't surprise me if they asked me to fucking leave. I was out of my fucking mind. Okay. Yeah, I would love to do a cooking section. I'll look into it. I actually thought about this before, where I was going to call it No Desserts. Because, yeah, fuck desserts. Oh my god, it's 10:30. I've a million things to do. Best cure for a toothache, James T. Kirk. Go to a dentist, you fucking maniac. Toothaches are like an irreversible... You know, it's not like you go, I have a sore knee, and you take a few fucking painkillers and stretch your leg, and the pain goes away. By the time you get a toothache, it needs attention, so go to the dentist. In fact, I've done it before where you're like, oh, it feels like I've got a hole in my tooth, and then it goes for months and months and months and months and months, and then someday you just bite something, and it feels like someone shot you through the face, and you're like, fuck! So, yeah, definitely just go to the dentist. Why doesn't Trump send the blender to North Korea to sort this bollocks out? Okay, well, that's a video that needs made for sure. What does North Korea Kim have for breakfast, and what do you think North Korea Kim? Check out the fucking... Kim Jong-un. What do you think of his achievements? He's hit many of hole-in-ones in his golf the lot. What? In the golf the lot? David, bro, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. What does he have for breakfast? I don't know what the fuck they eat over there. I mean, the hack comedian in me would want me to say dog, but... I don't fucking know what... He probably eats a pile of American shit. He probably eats, like, bacon and eggs. And fucking Lucky Charms and shit. Game of Thrones, dragons, incest, etc., etc. I mean, I did watch the end of Game of Thrones the other week. That was very exciting. You know, it's probably people out there going, don't do a spoiler alert. No, fuck me. But yeah, it had a good end of the series. It takes me 7 episodes to get into it, which I've discovered, and now it's over. So, but yeah, it set it up for... I just hope the last season is just murders. You know what I mean? They've set it up now for just a big fight. So let's fight. Favorite slang term for your cock? God. I don't know. It depends. It just depends what day you get me on. I don't know. I just like saying things like, you know, like, I just like, if like, cuck. Like, saying regular ones different. You know, that's my bag. What a crap answer. What have you got there? I don't know. There's too many. Where do you even start? I don't know, I always thought, fuck me. I remember my dad called his dick Bulb one time. My fucking Bulb, which I laughed my fucking head off at. I'm getting messages out my arsehole here. Anyway, let's move on, we're running out of time. How was your summer, Stephen Donaghy? Pissed down most of the time, didn't it, bro? But I did, had a couple of cool trips and... You know, whatever, it was good. It was good for me. What's sneaking through your wall cavity? Is it lethal or just a cunt? Stuart Anderson. I don't know what the fuck that means. Okay. Right, I'm going to have to move over to the Snapchat. Actually, I got a load of Twitter questions. I had the laugh. I don't know if I talked about this. Oh, stop it. I don't know if I talked about this, but... Begley sent me a message and he goes, you finally made it onto Tinder. Because me and Maureen have been out for about 6 years, like, so no tender up in this bitch for me. Oh, these fucking headphones. Do you ever get a pair of headphones that go over your ear and all the black shit's coming off the earpiece? And it looks like... What the fuck? Oh, yeah, so he sent me a picture. Because you finally made it on the Tinder, and it was this girl. It's this girl. And me taking a photo in some club or some pub or something somewhere. And I seen that she was a makeup artist, and I was like, haha, I'm going to fucking Facebook her and see who it is. Because Maureen's a makeup artist, and they'll be like, have you heard of this girl? Because Begley has her on Tinder. I don't know whether he swiped on her or what the f- he probably did. But as I went on the page, there was a picture of me and her standing beside each other, and the original original photo was of me, her, and Begley, and Begley got cropped out, and he's trying to chase her on Tinder. I laughed my bollocks off. It was very funny. Fucking hell. Where are we at? Where do these start? What? Oh my god, there's so many questions. Where do you get your sunglasses? The yellow yolks make you look like Spud from Trainspotting. I actually got them at H&M. And I think they're girls as well, which is even funnier. But yeah, Maureen was buying something and I just went, give us those also. So now I have them. Where we are. Dreams of having my own food show were reignited last night, listening to McCann and Colin Geddes talk about it on the podcast, UTV, UN. And that is Jesus. James Dunn. Yeah, fuck you, I'm going to do mine first. Who let the dogs out? Don't know. Favourite porn? Gay? I mean... Just anything, but just anyone's got a big fat arse in it. You know what I mean? And if you can get one that looks like a real person, you know, not like overproduced porn. You know, you get in those fucking amateur sites, you're like, that's a real person in a real room with a real fat ass with a real butternut squash jammed in it. And you're like, where are these girls in the world? Would you consider doing a comedy gig in Brighton? Of course I would. But like, have I been to Brighton? I have. I mean, it's like, yeah, of course I would. But am I gonna book one just me and fucking it's me and you, James? You know what I mean? Or to try and get into a comedy club and they're like, yeah, you can do 7 minutes. I'll be like, oh, cool. That'll take me a fucking lifetime. Any Newry gigs? Anytime soon? I hope not. Shall we start a GoFundMe for your potato internet? I mean, the problem is the money's not a problem. The money, if I could buy it, I'd have bought it. But it's just not for sale. You know, they sent out a thing. They were like, yeah, oh yeah, we've changed the fucking exchange so you can get a new router. We already have the router, so it's just a matter of time before they can stretch some fucking fiber optic to the house. Shall we? But yeah, I could fake it. I could just set it up and then... I could just set it up. You send me a load of money and I just rent an office space somewhere that has, like, crazy internet. James McKegney, have you watched... Unacknowledged on Facebook, on fucking Netflix. Aliens. I haven't, but I would like something new to watch. Now that Naked and Afraid, not Naked, Naked Attraction's over. We watched that last night. People are stinking. Like, see when you watch porn or you whatever, you're like, I have a lot of respect for how great these people look now. Because there was a dude on last, right, first of all, the show started off with this gay guy and he's picking dudes. And the thing was going up, and I was like, see, unless you're in great shape, you're in no shape whatsoever. Because this dude, like, once he got booted off the show, I was going to say once he got pulled off, but he didn't. Once he got taken off the show, he comes out, and he's like, yeah, it's the shame, and da-da-da. And then he goes backstage, and they spin him around, like, whoosh, and then he's got clothes on, and you get to see what sort of style he has in real life. And you're like, that guy looks like a regular fucking dude, you know what I mean? Just normal size guy. He's wearing a nice shirt there, nice trousers, whatever. And then without his clothes, you're like, heap of shite. Heap of fucking shite. And I'm no better. You know what I mean? Like, there's times when I think I can scrape by and be like, oh, do you know what I mean? Put on a nice t-shirt, fits nice. You know, people just be like, oh, he's just a big dude. You know what I mean? You know, just big, you know, bit fat, bit chunky, bit muscly, all in one, you know, bit thrown together. Take my top off. Oh, pile of shit, though. Full pile of shit. You know, it's like fucking, it really doesn't take much. Unless you're standing there, you know, six pack, you got those lines that just like elephantize your dick. Unless you got that shit, you're in no shape whatsoever. Do you know what I mean? Fuck me. Also, black guy with a small dick. Praise the Lord. He comes out, little tiny dick. And they were like, oh, he's got a great physique. And they're like, what do you think of the penis? And the girls are like, well, you know, penises are penises. But not really, you know, it's not really the main thing we need to worry about. As long as he's a nice guy and has a nice body. And meanwhile, they're all thinking, a black guy with tiny cock. Black guy's got a tiny cock. Black guy, tiny cock. Like, I confidently be like, my dick's way bigger than his. And he's a big fucking, like, 6'3" black guy. Winning! Here's the deal, you know? Going back to this fucking Monroe looper. All people are different. You know? You can't be like, oh, black guy's got big dicks. Not all of them. Well, white guy's got wee dicks. Not all of them. I've seen some big fat white dicks before, you know? Mainly in the not in the mirror at all. But like, you know, been in the gym plenty of times, played sports a lot throughout my life. There's some fat white dicks out there, you know? I've seen some big, healthy brown French dicks, you know? I've seen some fat black dick. I've seen some fat white dick. I've seen some tiny, tiny white dicks, you know? To the point where you're like, for sure, cover that up, you know? There's two types of cover it up. The tiny, tiny, like, baby dick, you know? You got one of those dicks that kind of pokes out like a little boy's dick, like, boop, you know? Cover it up. Or you got the mid-range dick. You got the sort of, like, average to mid-range to fairly considerable dick. Fine. Then you get, like, super, you're just like, mate, what the fuck? Cover it up again, you know? No one, you don't need to walk around with that thing being like, yeah, check that out. That's it, hanging dead, as Tom the Barrow Man, he would say. Hanging dead, you know? Big fat fucking baguette. Seen a pile of dicks. Don't know where I'm quite going with this story at all. Move on. What are elevators called when they're going down? Lawrence. Fuck you. Are there one pair or two pairs of trousers in this picture? Fuck me, Lawrence. Lawrence, with three questions, how many people does it take to form a queue? One or two? Lawrence. Do you have a fucking Instagram account called There's Lawrence's Annoying Shit? Huh? Only joking. I appreciate it. How many giraffes could you fit in a mini? Don't know. What's the average listenership of the podcast? Connor Gavin. All right, bro. What are you, my fucking manager? I'd say it gets about 30,000 a month. But I don't know if that includes iTunes or not. So, I mean, I could probably get more if I put it on YouTube and fuck put it up everywhere. But I just don't have the internet for that right now. If you had Michael Jackson's last fart in a jar, would you open it and smell it? Nope. Are you doing any gigs in Derry over the next couple of months? That's from Tina. I am. Let me just get the fucking date for you here. I mean, it'll not be the most enjoyable gig. They're fun, but it'll be at Oktoberfest. Fuck. Well, yeah, I'll probably do that, and then I might do Masons again the new year, closer to Christmas or something. There's no date on that yet, but obviously it's Oktoberfest, so it's October at some stage. But you'll know about it when I know about it. We're waiting, big lad. Are you uploading this on dial-up? I'm only recording it now. Bobby, you fucking impatient bastard. Belfast Beyond. 1,000 followers. General Bander, Colin Geddes, Street Art by Visual Waste in Belfast, Northern Ireland, Barry the Blender, Urban Art, Stencil, hashtag Stencil Art, hashtag Propaganda. And they've taken a photo of the old artwork done by Visual Waste out the back of Lavery's. There's a vlog to accompany that. So there you go. That's the end of Twitter questions. Right, I've kept just long enough in this fucking bullshit. Hopefully it's mildly entertaining today. No Maureen, she's still in bed. Lazy bastard. No, I'm joking. I would love to be in bed. So, oh my god, with the phone. Let me get some of these Snapchaps. Got the Snapchaps. Right, you're going on fucking... Bro, that's on airplane mode and it's still going fucking ballistic. Yep. Do you miss school from Matthew? No, not at all. I mean, here's what you realize in life, unless something tragic happens to you. If you're like a driven person trying to sort of figure out your life gets better all the time. You know, you figure out ways to make more money, you get better at life, you get better at people, you get better at managing your time. You know, you take less bullshit, which works in your favor, you know. You don't have to suffer any shit like you used to when you're younger. Like, oh god, I'm just gonna have to put up with this shit job. See, when you're older, you just go like, nah, fuck this. There's plenty of jobs. There's plenty of money. You do whatever. There's not a lot of time, so you just gotta fucking do whatever you want. What you actually don't want to do is age. You want your mind to sort of mature and expand, but you'd like to just stay. You don't want to like physically age. That's the problem. I mean, I've heard that analogy used with like UFC fighters a lot. When it's like, you know, if only they were allowed to take a bit of testosterone and fucking steroids, they'd have the younger body with the older fighter's mind, with all the experience and knowledge and stuff. But that's kind of what it's like. Did you know that you wanted to pursue comedy while still in secondary school, or did you not have a baldy? Nah, I didn't even think about it. I like being funny, but I never really put two and two together. I'm pretty heavily, blame alone, I'm pretty heavily involved in Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. I'd like to hear the general vibes from the public on the topic. It's funny because people still see them as some darknet illegal space. That's not the case whatsoever. So my question is, what's your opinion on cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, even before you research, like, your current opinion? I would probably need filled in a bit on how it actually works, because I get it, and is it any different to fucking money now, where it's like, how much cash do you actually see? You know, it's like, oh, I do this, I'm rewarded some fucking digital number, which allows me to do more shit. That's Bitcoin, essentially, but it's like, where's the actual value behind that? And how can you not hack it and just be like, well, it says I've got fucking 100 Bitcoins in my bank, but if I fuck around with it, boop, 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 oops, got 100,000 now. You know, who's to stop you fucking with your money, or does there have to be gold or actual cash behind it or something? I don't know, I'll look into it, or... That's blame alone. If you have any fucking good shit that I can look at, I'll look at it. Would you rather fuck Caitlyn Jenner or let Precious sit on your face? Probably the Precious thing, wouldn't it? You know, get a few beers in me, really enjoy myself. My mate wants to know how much is too much when it comes to putting Lego up your bum. Fuck me. These goddamn questions. If someone was to narrate your life, who would it be? Mine would have to be Julian Simmons. Because I think it'd be hilarious for him to narrate when I'm bucking. Who would I like? Stephen Wright. The comedian. With the most droll voice of all time. But his would be funny too. Because even if you were doing really exciting shit, he'd still be talking like that. Why do bitches be tripping? Kenny Scott. fuck. I mean, do you know that book was called, like, Men Are From Venus, Girls Are From Mars, or vice versa, whatever one it was? It should be called Girls Are Mental, Guys Are Retarded. That's what they should have called it. Tips for becoming a YouTuber. Make videos. I'm not a fucking YouTuber. Like, I have a YouTube account, and some videos that I made were big on YouTube, but the numbers on my YouTube compared to my numbers on anything else are very fucking low. So being a YouTuber is a thing that's actually quite hard. You know, if you want to get all your subscriptions up and get loads and loads and loads and loads of fucking hits on every vlog or piece of content that you put up, it's tough. But yeah, you gotta fucking make videos. A lot of people these days, I'm gonna sound like fucking Gary Vee here. Like, I was talking to Aaron, and he's like trying to get his way to fucking California, and his like student visa thing is in jeopardy because some thing's coming in with Trump, and he doesn't know if he's gonna be able to go in 2018, so he's gonna have to bring it forward and all that shit. But he's like, oh, I was gonna make vlogs while I was over there and make, you know, get a camera and all that shit. And I'm like, do it now. You can't all of a sudden be like, see, once I get a camera and then I move here, then I'm a vlogger or something. It doesn't work like that. It's like, if you wanted to do it, you'd be doing it anyway. Do you know what I mean? It's like going, oh, people always do that shit. Like, they put, I do it myself, everyone does it, where you put, like, restrictions on shit, where it's like, yeah, I'm just gonna fucking do this, and then tomorrow I'm gonna, you know, stop smoking. And you're like, stopping smoking is just, you know, stop. Or I'm gonna do this, and then once I do this, I'm gonna start making YouTube videos. Why? They're gonna be shite for a long time. Or like stand up. Oh, I'm doing my first gig. What do you think I should? Just don't worry about it. You gotta just go and do like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them before it even fucking becomes normal to you. A band you'd love to get back together, the White Stripes. If you could be any character from a movie, who would it be and why? Shout out my Snapchat. No. Shout out my Snapchat. Dglass356. Yeah, see how many people follow you on that shit. And FMGahan23. Yeah, I hope that pays off for you, mate. I hope you get loads of Snap followers. If you were to change into a person from a different country, what country would you be from? I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know why Maureen always says this, but she's like, I think you would suit an Australian accent. I was like, cool, I'll change that for you. As if you don't want me to change enough. Favorite comedy podcasts? There's great ones out there. Your Mom's House podcast is probably my favorite, which is Tom Segura. Joe Rogan's is amazing, always, you know, got great guests. All his fight companions are amazing. But, you know, the usual, Bill Burr, fucking Fighter and the Kid, there's loads of them. Who does the Positive Spied videos and Hack Job? Yeah, when we made those old Hack Job videos, there was a thing called Positive Spied, and it was made by, I think it was Alan Irwin, Luke McGibbon, Ronan Linsky. And I remember saying to him, like, can you fucking do more of these? Because I'm going to make more series. And they're like, oh, I don't know, we're sort of, I think the idea is a bit tired. And I was like, listen, do some work, all right? Do some work, lads. Nah, I don't know if, you know, I want sort of recognition as a comedian. I think I'll just stop making those. Fucking lazy bastards. I mean, this is a problem. Comedians are lazy as fuck, and they don't, people think that like having a business mind in comedy is a bad thing. Oh dude, he's more of an artist, really. Enjoy eating cat food in your fucking 60s, you weirdo. Fuck's sake. Any opinion on who the leads for the Two Girls One Cup sequel should be? Just all the Kardashians. which is the biggest shithole, Craigavon, Lurgan, Portadown? Portadown, probably, sorry. Bring back Iron Fighter. All right, have you had any real awkward fan interactions? If so, tell us. Yeah, but like just annoying shit, you know what I mean? Like people fucking shouting you and they're like, come here! And you're like, why would I come across this fucking like pub and sit with you because you summoned me like a fucking dog? Do you know what I mean? I'll take a photo, but just nip over and get it and fuck off. Like, what are we going to do, hang out now? Mate, come over and speak to my girlfriend. Speak to your own fucking girlfriend. How about that? If the world was taken over by crazy seven-year-olds and they attacked you, how many do you think you could take out before they overpowered you? Loads. Cardio would kill me before the kids would. How'd you meet young McCann and do you regret it? Question mark. There's no name on that. How to meet him? I actually met him initially. I've told this story a million times. We were going to stay in this holiday house thing in Bundoran. And we stopped at the Oma Asda. And this fucking 36-year-old in a school uniform came over to me and was like, all right, no, I'll take a photo. And then he was like, I was wanting to do open mic comedy. Where should I do it? And I was like, well, you could do it in the pavilion and whatever. And I'd never seen him again. And then he just was about gigging and sort of just hung about with him a bit more. And then did Lavery's a bunch of times. And the rest is history. Thoughts on XXXTentacion, his new album. Listen, James Kelly, if you think I'm going to listen to that fucking sewage, you have another thing coming. What is the one thing you gave up on when you were younger, which you now regret? I don't know, because everything I give up, I just didn't like doing anymore. You know what I mean? Maybe like judo or something, but I think it's quite popular for people to leave judo when they're in that transition period of you're too young to be, or you're too old to be in like the young class, and then you move into this older class and you're getting your shit kicked in. So it's like, maybe judo, I don't know. Podcast question, does your finger friend have a girlfriend? Does your ginger friend have a girlfriend? And if not, does he want one? There you go. If I recall, there's no name on this because I snapped the thing, but I think her name is Helen. I'm going to guess. But there you go, someone looking Begley's wee ginger dilled insider. There you go, Begley. If you want to follow Begley, what the fuck is this Snapchat? Bear with me. Let me see if I can get it. Who's this cunt? How would I search? Nope. How do you search just someone's fucking name? I wonder, can you just look it up? Bear with. I'm on flight mode. I don't know. Look up Connor Begley. Look him up. Look up one Connor Begley on Instagram. DM him. Be like, let's go out on a date. And he'd be like, all right, let's go fucking drinking. Was that the end of the questions? Bear with, move on. If you were last person on Earth, what would be the first thing that you would do? Probably kill myself. Favorite and least favorite. And would you get more? What the fuck? That's not even a question. What's your favourite and least favourite thing about Belfast? It's a bit of a half-arse town. Like, they really just need to kick it up a gear and change the whole fucking vibe. Like, the fucking transport needs to be 100 times better, because it would entice people into the town. And the town needs to stay open for more regular hours. Do you know what I mean? Your city can't, the main street in your town can't just shut down at fucking 6 o'clock and you could play football in the middle of it. It's a fucking nightmare. Thoughts on Joe Rogan? What's my least favourite bit about it? That it's not a fully functioning city. And what I do like about it is it's a very manageable size city. You can just nip about it pretty easy. It's not like a big sprawling city yet, but it might be. But I like it. Jesus Christ. Thoughts on Joe Rogan. Big fan. Huge. You know, I like anyone that essentially has fun for millions and millions of dollars. That's what I'd like to do. All he does is podcasts and fucking go watch fights that he'd probably watch anyway. You know what I mean? It's like, just killing it. Ever forgot all of your material, improvised an entire gig? No. Who's your favourite guest on Joe Rogan's podcast? Oh shit, a lot of Joe Rogan based questions. I like the ones where he'll have like two or three other comedians on. Like there was one recently, it was all Bert Kreischer, Ari Shaffir, Tom Segura. I like the ones where there's a bunch of comedians or the fight companions or whatever. Do you know any foreign languages? Nah. I know a couple of bits of like Spanish or some shit maybe because I did it in school, but that's about it. What do you think of the Diaz camp demanding 20 to 30 million pay packet for McGregor again? I would say, why the fuck not? I mean, is he worth 20 to 30 million? For one more fight with McGregor, yeah. But not a fight with anyone else. Hopefully not too late. Would you rather have taste buds in your arsehole or shite through your mouth? Fuck, I don't know. Was that the last question? Right, let's really get into this. If I'm going to taste shite anyway, probably my arse, because it's easier to sit on a toilet and shite rather than just be sitting there watching TV and just burp up a dump. So, that's it. What a great question to end on, guys. Thanks for tuning in this week. This is a long fucking podcast of me talking pure bollocks to myself. As usual, Lavery's is tonight. Also, buy a ticket for the Ulster Hall. Send me a picture of it. And I'll be like, cheers, mate. See you there. Pow, pow. That's it. I think that's it for the week. Let me see. Yep, that's us. We've done about 2 fucking hours here. So let's get out of here. I have to go to the gym, which I don't want to do. See the things I have to do today? You know, you go away for a while and you try and figure shit out and you've organized some stuff. I need to go to the gym, upload a podcast, buy a drill, erect some blinds. You know, get some blinds put up in this fucking piece. Just tons of stupid shit. Fix videos, send videos. Too much. But anyway, I will speak to you next fucking week, you know. And I'll play us out in some more Polymath from my boy Phil McKeon. So enjoy it. See you later. Rate and review this on iTunes, by the way. That's how it goes up the fucking charts. Tell your friends about it. Share the links. Just everything. Just all that shit. I appreciate all that. Cheers.